Hope you had a great day. It was certainly for me a fantastic chance to catch up with people I haven't seen in a year. I always come here for a bit of nourishment and light as we go into the winter, so I hope you get the same recharge out of this conference over the next 2 days. So apologies to those who were here yesterday, but I'm just going to repeat some of this stuff. I'm the director of BAFA. It's my huge pleasure to welcome you to Gloucester. We've been very warmly welcomed by Gloucester. We had some fantastic chances yesterday, both to hear from the politicians and the people who work in the council, aspiring work they're doing over at the Music Works and Jolt yesterday evening. So I hope those of you who joined us really enjoyed that tour. And this fantastic building, which is literally paint has just dried on the refurb, I think about a month ago. So if you haven't had a look around this building, do. There's the most fantastic cinema just up the hall. So you're most welcome, and do please say hello to our partners around the hall. Here we've got Ticket Source, Artifacts, Future Ticketing and Graham Sykes Insurance, so do please go and have a chat to them, being our local hosts. The other thing I was going to mention is that we are going fairly paper-free, so if you need to refer to anything, it's all on that sub-site, that little conference webpage, the link of which. So, for example, all these sessions are being audio recorded, and again, if you've got any issues with it, anything you say, please let me know. But the rest of it, there will be resources and presentations and links and things on that page. There's also an evaluation questionnaire there, and for those of you, obviously we're all leaving today, I've got paper copies of that too, is also on there too. Tom might be kind and just flash that up if he can find that. That would be a kindness for those of you who don't have it. And just a reminder that one of the things we're doing this year, we're going to talk about this. For those of you who heard this yesterday, I'm not going to repeat the video from Gareth yesterday, but you'll see it in the information pack. As well as the two creative provocations we've got this morning, we are inviting you to create an audio collage. The idea is that you record snippets on your phone, very straightforward, using your voice note. Send them to Gareth. Gareth will work them into some piece of magic. And then the idea is that we'll have a nice discussion about this, hopefully, in the new year. Anyway, without further ado, I'm running a little bit late. I'm going to introduce you to Sonia Stevenson, former chair and former board member, and she's going to introduce you to this next session. Thank you.
Thank you, Fiona, and it's so useful sector, but I now work for Music Patron, which is a startup to connect composers with music lovers, basically anybody who might be interested in what they do, want to find out more about what the world of a composition between patrons and composers. And we've been thinking really deeply about this because we want Music Patron to go beyond those. What do they do? How does somebody go from thin air to finished piece? So as part of that connection, be part of a composer's world for a few minutes and kind of discover more about them and explore your own creativity in the process. So we've got three of these moments. One is a digital one, as Fiona already explained. Gareth, for doing that, are all on the leaflet in your pack down the bottom, and you can scan the QR code as well if you want more information there. But our two other moments of joy, or creative provocations, however you might like to look at them,
good morning, everybody. Painter and a composer, and my practice very much involves moving from painting to composition and back to painting through primarily visual stimuli. Now, what I'm going to ask you all to do this morning will only take you 1.5 minutes, and I'm only going to be up here for about 6 minutes, so it's not a lot of time, to a tiny aspect of my work, and this is to do with how I think of sound in relation to image. So what I'm going to do is play about it at all, and I'm going to ask you to draw as the music is playing without thinking about it and onto paper. Now, there is absolutely no right and no wrong way in doing this, because you are interpreting sound your way. But the thing here is to get you to think about music, not just from the point of listening to it, but also how you can respond to it in other ways. And draw all my pieces of music in this sense. I actually construct abstract landscape paintings. But the process that underlies the two and transfers from the two remains the same. So on your tables, you will see a lovely piece of pencils, which are soft pencils. When this music begins, I want you to doodle, scribble, draw. As I say, there is no right and wrong. You can start from the top to the bottom, go from the side. You can feel the whole page. You can be very, very minimal. But to the intensity of earthquakes. I'm thinking along lines of something like that. The sound will create a response. You need to think about how you can translate that into physicality. And that is it. Okay, ready? Are you all ready? Pencils in hand? Produced a representation of music in line, for those of you that have done it. Perfect score to a musician who is used to interpreting this kind of thing. What you won't get is a reproduction of this piece of music, because it doesn't work like that. What you will get is a unique to each one of us. When anybody listens to a piece of music, they will hear different things, they will form different kinds of meaning. We've developed music notation as a way of more or less sort of agreeing on certain cultural prints and then interpret them. This is doing exactly the same thing without the agreed terms of reference for translation, but it is of the same stuff. Thank you very, very much in your own way. That's it, and that's all about it, but I hope it's just given you, as I say, a tiny, tiny glimpse of something.